Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, it's Red News Podcast 145, and unusually, we're actually having a pint, which is nice. Feels a long time since. We haven't had a drunken one of these for a while, which are really bad, but we should have one end of season where we're just paralytic, talking shit. So, Nathan is actually flying tomorrow from Manchester Airport, so we reckon your flight's at 5:45, so you're going to have to leave now.
In the morning.
To get through the security checks, were just a joke. We're saying about, like, there's quite a few Reds in here. I think it's what Shane said. It's just we're here, obviously, for a day and meeting mates, but it's like taking it as an individual. Maybe we'll win. Like, it's that bad that I actually thought, it is Leicester today, isn't it? Like, you know, to double check who you're playing, it's that the season is meandering. And someone put it that it'll be when, you know, we have a couple of bad results, that you look back at this game as the team who finished seventh versus the team who finished ninth, and it'll be like 0-0, but hopefully it's a good game. I don't think there's anything to say that hasn't been said.
I'm not as pessimistic as
What?
Yeah, right.
That's the most mark we can get out of it at the moment.
I'm not going to say I'm enjoying us being rubbish, but it's quite nice going to football. But it's not like this time of the season. Sometimes it's manic, isn't it? Like, sorting out work, sorting out. It's actually the moment pretty chilled out. Nothing to worry about. I'm not saying I want this forever, but I'm not losing any sleep over it. I've accepted our fate about November, so.
Yeah, well, someone put, like, they accepted theirs on September, but you'd much rather, you know, can you imagine?
Obviously, I'm not suggesting it's better to have this than it has what we had before. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm also not. People are like they've lost a family member.
I felt very down at stages this season. I've been, and it's like a few things, like the Cavani thing. It's just a shame. I mean, to think we knew he wanted out. And he's clearly had the hump the whole time since. But he sort of showed he cared, and now it's just an utter farce. Someone said, you may as well just say, go home, mate. It's done. If you're saying you're out for a month, you've got another niggle, fucking specialist in niggle. It's really, I don't like it affecting me as much as it does these days. And United have. And I haven't woken up today thinking, oh, in the greater things, we are fucked. Now, we know it, so you may as well, you know, we're not going after when we stop this going, we're fucked. We don't just say that, we have a laugh, but it's like, somewhere at the club, surely there's a dawning awakening that you cannot keep doing this.
You like to think so, wouldn't you?
Hello, Mickey, how are you?
All right, mate, yeah, I'm good. But Mark says, it's just, you're not waking up, it's not nerves, is it? There's no pent-up energy, it's just this going up and day out. It is what it is.
Yeah, but even in the 80s, we had a sort of... Well, there'd be carnage. Like, Leicester. I mean, more the away. But Leicester was never intimidating inside the ground, but it was always moody as fuck outside. Yeah. It always had the air of those side streets.
They walked back to the station.
It was never a pleasant...
Yeah. But, so you get up, is it Leicester who we're playing? It's
like... Isn't that just modern football? Unless you're winning something, it's not very exciting.
No, but then we may as well, like, we sound defeatist, and there's people like Kerry's just brought his two kids in today. The person from Portugal who was saying it's my first game. I'm not dismissing their buzz and their excitement. Like, maybe we've become so laissez-faire to it that you fucking hell, you should just enjoy a moment. And, you know, like, maybe Ronaldo will turn up. And it was great. I buzzed off. Because you know I like Fernandes. I know he's not played well, and I haven't thought he is a problem for us. It's just that we haven't done very well, and then he's gone looking for the ball in all manner of areas. But his performance on Tuesday was fucking world class. Answered those questions: can he do it in big games? Put in a, you know. So I was happy he signed. That for me isn't giving Phil Jones a new deal or Jesse Lingard a new deal. That is saying someone who is other teams would want that player. But, and I can't believe I missed the opportunity when, in the last one, where I forgot what a lumberjack was, not to start singing I'm a Lumberjack by Monty Python. But hello, Nathan.
Hello. Yeah, I, echo what everyone else has said. It is a shame that, like, I looked before to see how many games left in the season there is. There's nine more games. So that's a quarter of the season to go, and there's nothing really to play for, and that's really quite sad. But
yeah, but how can it be? We've just talked and had a laugh, and now we're talking United, and look at our faces. Well, fucking, I know you don't want to do this, but like, how can that be?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the game. I think there'll be goals. We said this before. Yeah. I said I think there'll be goals. I'm not necessarily sure who's going to score them and for which team. I think
I'm not saying it'll be 3-2 in our favour. I'm just saying it might be 3-2.
Yeah.
That's the point. You never know.
But
in a way, that's quite exciting to watch.
At least nine games of excitement, and one of them that fucking stops them turn up at their gaff with a 1980s fucking who's going to be our white side mentality.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that we go to home games and we don't even know if every game are we going to win this. It's not right, is it?
No, it's not right. But I'm fairly optimistic. I'm fairly optimistic.
Yeah, but in terms of are you optimistic about the future, or
And don't get me wrong, we will fuck it up probably, but I actually don't think we're as miles away. We win the league, yes, but we're not as miles away as we were second in the league last season. Whatever's happened this season is like outrageous, really, but that isn't a squad of just players that aren't good enough. That's a squad of players that are well managed and well looked after. Yeah. I think if you get the right person in, the problem will be is when we go out and sign some big name
Lewandowski
Jeff Keane, who's basically got a year left, and that's I will be like, oh, fuck's sake, we're doing it again.
If we go
out in the summer and buy a couple of players that are hungry, I don't think we're miles away.
The squad is better than it has before, but if then you're dealing with Cavani going, Ronaldo I think should part in other ways, go, look, you know, you've still given us great moments this season, but it's not. Been very... You have to then buy the striker, and you have to buy the right back. And we know they're not going to do what we need
and
to
the central
do.
Central midfielder.
And it goes back to, will we give Ten Hag or Pochettino the time to say, next year is a rival? Can't be any worse.
I think by all accounts, they're going to follow the models of all these other teams.
Will the modern fan? I mean, like... England fans booed a Manchester United player, but not for being a Manchester United player, for his form at Manchester United.
It was weird.
Did he get booed when his name came out? I didn't watch it.
To be fair, United fans also booed him off the other day, and when he was subbed, and I didn't. I hated that. You know, and I said he wasn't fucking to blame for Atletico. But he's had a nightmare. Like, England fans doing it. It's like, you hate us, and you're doing it like they're fucked.
Yeah.
However fucked we are, imagine being
from Stoke.
Right, Nathan, I'm going to my notes. There are notes for this, believe it or not.
Then I'm going to try and go and watch Besiktas as well, so that should be tasty. But
there's a few tangents. Riaz is in our thoughts, who's appeared on this. We're sending lots of love to him and his family. And also on the mag, obviously, I'm going to mention the campaign. Every time I go to start it and press it, I think this will be the year that we don't reach target. And I know times are hard. But to get to 50, like, in the first day, we only do it. I'd rather not do it. I'd rather we sold every match day enough that everything keeps ticking along, but we need to do it. But I will say, someone, a nice reader emailed in going, fanzines are there to take the piss and fanzines are there to piss people off. So keep doing what you're doing. I keep saying to you, you're not going to agree with everything. But I go back to in the 80s, when me and Mum first started it, around about 88, we got off at Piccadilly for one of the games, and we had a new issue, and the police actually met us at Piccadilly, and it was like, how the fuck did they know what train we were on? And they actually said, like, this is how the times were. We have reason to believe you are putting hostile content to the club and Martin Edwards. And we're like, well, what the fuck has it got to do with you? So the copper, and he had his stripe, said, I'm checking it to see what was in it. And we were like, and then mum, obviously being great, I will sue you and all this, knowing that we hadn't got a pot to piss in then as now. But I just thought, and then in 1990s, believe it or not, the United mag first came about because the club said, we'll sell it on the streets and we'll destroy the fanzines. Then a few years ago after the takeover, your Red News is hostile to the club. If you stop being hostile, we'll feed you in. And it was like, no, that's not how we do it. So why I'd say, look, if you enjoy the podcast, no more reason than to support Red News for another year is that we are an antidote to them, and no one would take greater delight than us not being there, than the club. And for all those years they wanted rid of us. So please, please support it. Right, and then if we're not, anyone got anything to say about United now? What has happened to Cavani?
I can sort of understand why he's pissed off, because like last summer we essentially begged him to stay because we needed him to stay, and then 2 weeks later we signed Ronaldo and fucked him over. I think the way that he's gone about it isn't the best way of doing it, but I can understand why he's pissed off, because there was talk that he wanted to leave in the summer and we begged him to stay because we were desperate.
But he's supposed to be the hired professional. Why then don't you prove a point? Why do none of this lot want to prove a point?
Well, the thing you don't know is whether he's being told you'll be on the bench, you'll be on the bench. But actually, I don't really understand why we couldn't, at some points in games, I'm not saying for 90 minutes. Actually, I mean, I don't think Ronaldo's a great centre forward. He's still got ability like to do the things he did against Spurs, but I don't really understand why you couldn't put him out on the left or play him off Cavani. For me, Cavani, if he's fit, you play him.
Yeah,
I'd play it. Like, he makes a difference.
Yeah, I agree.
It is an odd thing where, because he seemed to buzz off the club last season, and now we've
got the fans buzzed off him. It was just like,
it's strange that we've ended up in this position.
I think the Ronaldo thing, like why he did so well against Spurs, was because they actually had a go, and I thought they did that. If they'd have sat deep and got us on the break, they might have actually won that game. But instead, and better for everyone watching it, they actually went toe to toe. But Ronaldo then gets space because they're pushing forward to do what he does, which is say, and then you put it on his fucking head and he will score. And that's, but I personally don't, I think we should say, look, we had some fun, and I think that pre him arriving, the buzz that we had for Leeds, I was so happy that day. I wasn't there Newcastle, but seeing everyone, it was worth trying. But I think where we need to go,
I mean, the only caveat to that is where else will he go? Because he's gonna still it. Like,
would
it
go
America?
Year
deal? Is it a 2 year deal?
Surely America.
So
PSG. Piss off Messi.
the only realistic thing is probably PSG, but it's whether they'll...
Or do they care with the World Cup year? It's like, does Cavani... You know, all they're concentrating is the World Cup is now 6 months or whatever off.
I think the other thing with Cavani, you have to say, like, he's got what he's got. Next year, maybe a year after that. So actually, if you're him, is this I've wasted another year? So a year of my career has been wasted because they brought someone else in when I could have gone somewhere else. I don't know.
But you're saying, where is this policy? You know, we saw it with Falcao. We saw it with fucking Schweinsteiger. You sign it. Don't get me started on his Instagram. No one in our rivals. You know, they might have done a one-off that they'd signed someone on loan to aid them, but no one consistently buys these aged, on their downers players as an answer, as a plaster for us. And you think, you know, go. But then
the thing is, I think when we bought in Ronaldo, we all thought you'd play one or the other, and it mixed up with the season, mate.
But also, there's nothing more pointless than brain-dead Manchester United players. When Ronaldo hasn't got his pace, all he has got is his boots and his head, and you don't fucking give it to either. And it's like, And the bizarre, like Tellez and Sancho, they link up well, and Tellez actually does put a cross in. So whether...
Well, he could, but he doesn't.
Anyone with Shaw's comments, anyone had the ump about them or not?
I'm not, what's he say? I've not seen it.
He's, but he's happy with England, and because just basically just in his...
It's a happier environment.
It's obvious that
it's, if you performed on the pitch, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but it's obvious that there's something wrong in that dressing room, isn't it? Like, whatever anyone says, it's obvious there is.
Yeah, but what gets me is we replace them. You know, we replace eight, and then another eight over 2 years comes in, and they're still kicking off. They're still doing the same things that they were doing under Moyes. They were still, which was the champions. They're still doing the same things, Van Gaal. They're still leaking. Their families are still kicking off.
But I don't, and that's the bit. There's fundamentally something wrong, isn't there? But the thing is, though, I think the bit, and I'm not suggesting that's okay because they earn buckets of money and should just play for. But one, they're never going to play for the show anymore. We're naive to think that they care about Man United. They care about their own careers. They're not.
Yeah.
You don't get Man United. You get the odd one, but they're not. But I think that for me, like, if you were, like, there is something wrong environmentally in that club, because if you ever worked in a place where the environment is wrong, it's horrible.
But then it goes.
And that's not necessarily. That's it. That, I'm not saying the players are blameless, but that is. It would be. It must be a horrible. If it is like that, it's not a nice thing to do. And actually, there's something fundamentally wrong within that.
I think me and Shane agree that if that goes to that, you tell a team, you know, like imagine a work environment going, well, we don't want you to be the best. We don't want you to be the second best. I want you to be the fourth best. And then everyone would go, all right then, I'll be fucking fourth best.
Do you
if
not
that's
think
all
that,
you're asking.
That, like you're saying about there being something wrong and like the environment is quite toxic. That would change if they performed on the pitch, and it becomes a vicious circle, doesn't it? Like, you never hear any bad stories coming out of City or Liverpool because they're winning.
Maybe so,
well,
but
I'm the winning.
But look, when Ollie came in, whatever he did in those first 6 months changed something, and eventually it fell back in, which means to me they suggest there's something more underlying that will always come back until they sort it out.
Yeah.
But it wasn't about. All right, they did start winning, but actually he just it was like the flick of a switch, wasn't it? Suddenly everyone was happy. So whatever it is that causes this to go back all the time is what they need to
But then out. That pisses me off that they want, you know, we don't like the nasty Jose, and he was a cunt. But, we need someone nice, and they got someone nice, and they shat on him
Is it the manager? Is it the manager, or is there something else there which no one knows?
I don't like the thing, you know, I've said why I want Ten Hag, which is a deterrent. I know he's 52. And I said what I said last summer, the emotion of fans, we're allowed to bicker and all that. What I don't like is Twitter falling out. It's almost like, oh, I'm not Ten Hag. Whoever it is.
What's wrong with being 52 as well?
Fucking hell.
You're not
going to
get... No,
well, thank you, Mark.
We want someone who's got semi-proven, but is also... got something about them that's not good. You're not going to get that in a 35-year-old.
But I don't want it to be like a sweet shop, that if we don't get who we want, then just say, look, we've got to get behind whoever it fucking is, even if it's Mike Phelan. It's Darren Fletcher. Mike Phelan in his dugout warm stance. Right, any hates of the week? No, we're in it. Okay. Any hates of the week?
No. Scottish power. Trying to get my paper readings in.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And as we say, British Gas celebrated £110 million household profits for the last 3 months, yet they're not being nice to the pensioner who's fucking so unaware of how badly things are going to go tits up. And there's no compassion in the world.
MP's getting a £2,000 pay rise.
Yeah. Any other hates? Right, I've got another question.
Go on.
Who's your favourite unsung United hero? Now, I thought about this, like, didn't get the acclaim. But who's that?
Lee Sharp.
Lee Sharp. I think Remy Moses.
I was getting a bit half Augustin.
Lewis Saha, I thought he had a great.
Yeah. He was in it with, I think, what's his name? Who did they get? striker from...
Not Henrik Larsson. Yeah. Yeah, he played seven games. There's a little asterisk to this. You can't pick William Prunier because he played three games.
Did you see the game?
That's like saying Sam Allardyce is England's best ever manager because he's got a 100% win record.
Jim Holton. Nathan?
Well, actually, no, Martin Buckman.
I'm going to say Fletcher, Anna, because I love Fletcher. I don't know what he's doing nowadays.
I think everyone realises this.
Yeah, and he sort of lived off the unsung hero tag. No one's going to say Darren Ferguson then. Right, and another question, more for the travellers in here. What's the oddest thing you've seen by a football ground? Actually in the vicinity nearby a football ground. That's more for you too. Because I was thinking this on the train. I've been hungered and I'm either too pissed or too fucking flappy.
The Michael Jackson statue's got to be up there, hasn't it?
Yeah. Years ago, when I was at uni, me and Nick went down to London, and because we'd seen all the normal touristy stuff, we went and visited every football ground in London over 2 days. And we went to...
Why? Seriously.
And we called...
Did you even break into the Arsenal fans?
Yeah. We called the Fulham ground, and it was when the statue was up. And to this day, one of my biggest regrets is we went into the club shop, and they were advertising a Michael Jackson tour of the stadium. So you could go and see the statue, you could go into the box where he watched the game and stuff. I wish we'd done it, because it sounds so shit that I wish we'd done it.
Well, I've got a shit confession. We were out.
You did the tour.
A few people listening, when Rio got his suspension, that we were out on a drink. And it was Christmas, I think. We were out on a Christmas drink. I think it must have been when they confirmed it. So the texts were coming through. So we were in London, obviously. So I marched to the FA headquarters in Soho Square at 1 o'clock in the morning, banged on the door, and this security guy came up and he was like, "What?" And I said, I want to protest about Rio. And he looked at me like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And I was banging, and he's going, "There's CCTV watching you." And I won't say that one of our members had a piss against the glass doors of the FA as a dirty protest at Rio's ban. But we know Rio's enough, but we were there with you, Rio, at that point. Right, Shane, quick podcast appearance. How are you? You don't want to do this.
Yeah, I could do with a beer, to be honest with you, but yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll have a Guinness, please. Is that
are you all right? Are you all right?
Yeah. Oh, that, I had a bit of a medical thing yesterday, in A&E. But, all good. Other than the train.
They thought you had appendicitis and you didn't have appendicitis.
I did have appendicitis, yeah. He kind of politely said he reckons I've got some internal torn ligaments, which I think is his polite way of saying you can't do running and cycling to the degree you think you can. But yeah. And then he poked about my groin area and then said several times, "Have you ever had problems with your testicles?" And I said, "No." He said, "Are you really sure about that?" And then he said, "Like when you were a baby or anything," he said, "you didn't have like inverted testicles or something." And he kept on and on about it, which made me paranoid.
Are you sure this was the doctor?
My testicles are below average size.
Casually, someone's just gone into your cubicle. Yeah. Right, sorry, what's the predictions today? Are you looking forward to this?
I'm looking forward. If I'm honest with you, I usually look forward. Like, I always say, like, look forward to going to Old Trafford. But if I'm honest with you, to me now, like, I wouldn't have come if it wasn't coming for a few points with some mates, given the gap. So yeah, I've got no expectations. It could be anything. 2-0 up at half time is my prediction.
I fancy loads of it. I think it'll be goals.
Yeah, I do.
At least 4 goals.
I think 5-1.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, 2. Yeah. 2-2.
Just for the benefit of the little dongle thing, Barney's drinking something that represents or looks like a bit like urine. I don't know what's in it, but I don't know where he gets 5-1 from, but he's obviously had too many.
Right, mate. Okay.
2-0.
Nathan, what's your prediction?
3-1 to United.
Cheers, lads. Cheers, everyone. Paul, you don't want to appear on this.
1-0.
And have you got your mojo for today?
Mojo?
Yeah, United wise.
No. Not really. No, they're not. They're just trying to inspire me at the moment.
So we've got the two extremes of the family there. Mark, who's like... I'm in the pool party. You're the most optimistic Red I've met in many a month. When are we winning a league next, then?
Oh, good couple of years.
A couple?
2020. I don't... 5 years.
2020, Paul?
Yeah.
We're already past that point, unfortunately.
Oh, sorry.
Wish we fucking had.
Sorry. I think, 2040.
Oh, God. The Lord giveth and he taketh away.
I'm actually getting a... I said 10 years about 3 or 4 years ago. I'm now kind of wondering if it'll be in my lifetime.
Fuck me. Jesus, can't end on that. We can't end on that.
It's reality. It's reality.
I laughed. I know we'd just regurgitate the same things. I laughed at you that day.
We keep talking about it, but, you know, we all know the message.
And Nathan saying on this, and I edited it out because I thought you'd said something inappropriate, we're going to win the league after Newcastle.
I'm glad that you edited it out.
It could well be longer than 26 years it was last time.
Albert, I know, I always portray Albert as this, don't get me wrong, it is also hard work being a parent, especially as he's got 19 days off. So we were squabbling a bit yesterday on day one of the Easter holidays. But he said, we will win tomorrow, won't we, Dad? And I went, yeah, of course. Not an issue. And I thought, oh, God. Here we go again. Anyway. Right, anything else?
You can still get these miserable arseholes.
What's your best... I take the yap stand bigger than your ground. Was that the 6-2 at Leicester? That was a fucking great day out. That was a United end and a half, that. Loads in there. You've got your stand bigger than your ground in Filbert Street. I've never liked going. You know, you could have. We went to some really shit old pubs, but for some reason, even selling was really moody, hard. They hated us. They were like proper ADUs, and it's like, why? They never got it.
They still are.
Yeah, but like, when do you ever think about Leicester apart from... I couldn't even think of who we were playing this morning, let alone... Right, okay. Cheers, everyone. Bye. Hello. Right, so we were very miserable in the pub, but apart from when we didn't talk about United, and then we were all smiles again. So apologies for miserable-itis. I was saying, because it's been a really disjointed season for me, I've not done many aways, that's bugged me, but no one has a divine right to go to all of them. And my home games, I've missed Rashford's winner, so usually you miss all these goals. But I was saying, when was the last time I was actually happy, actually at the game, like at the finale? Right.
Maybe you need to stop going.
And
maybe
you just suggest that it's all the signs are going, give it up. Okay. How are we doing? Enjoy the break. So you've just come at me with an almighty social media. You're not even on social media at the moment. You hate it that much, and you've just gone, why don't you get a blue tick?
Yeah,
was that a wind up?
No, I think it'd help. I think it would generally help in terms of promoting the mag, because I think people see it as this big official thing. It's like you look around at some people who've got blue ticks on there. They've got like 900 followers, some of them. And you're thinking, who the hell are you? They're working for some fucking like IT company somewhere. It's like,
the rebuke to that is like, why do they need Red blue News ticks? Is amateurish. That is sometimes you get a response going, well, it's a very like, it looks like a fanzine in the old days, but that's what I like. We are a fanzine.
And that's
so
fine.
But
you've got to admit, times have moved though.
No, they haven't.
And they move for worse. And it's like sometimes if you can't beat them, there is an element of joining them at the same time.
I
appreciate Red News isn't not, and hasn't been. For,
not.
For, I still think.
I'm not a blue tick. I am a knob. I am a twat. I am a wanker. But I'm not a blue tick.
Okay.
Right. So
that was an interesting.
But what I will say, what you were just saying when we were saying about the Maggies, why? Why I'm putting, and I want to stay in print, please, because I do. But that we are out of the funds that are coming in for the subscriptions, probably 7,000 of that. The first 7 is going on stamps. The next 12, possibly 14, is going on print. So that's why it's not like get to that and you're happy. That is just get to that and you're paying everything off, not including all the others. So I don't want to kid. I sound like fucking the worst Bob Geldof. I wish I didn't have to do it, but we want to keep. Do you want to keep doing this?
Yeah, why would you not? Yeah.
Yeah, that's so.
As you say, though, if you're sitting,
I don't want to keep doing a podcast where all we're doing is being miserable, and also all we're doing is going buy the fucking mag. That was terrible.
Why did you have to do it like that?
No, I don't know.
It was your 3 pints of pale ale in the pub.
Well, and you nearly dropped the,
mags before, nearly.
In that I've had 3 pints, I should have said 2, and I chose to go on 2 pale ales, IPAs, and they're a bit like Shane's craft ales. The legs are going, the sky's wobbly. No, I can drink, but it's like, oh, I didn't really. It looked like urine, it's tasted like urine, and my head feels like urine. So when it all adds up to urine, what do you get? Right, so you're not going to row with your 80-year-old man, are you?
Well, no, because if there's a seat there, you're going to come and sit with you. So I'm hoping not, but I can't
like
promise
United,
anything, because he really...
That's 4 points. Yes, that's the second lad who said that. So we'll take that. Sancho and Fernandez, someone said. Cheers. See you later. Right, we've got 2, and it's all about future, the kids. Take an hour, but Kerry's got his lads. They've said 2. So, what were we talking about?
I can't remember. You were going on a rant about something.
No,
but you'd be in a piss head or something.
We're so fortunate.
Drink.
Like that. Start scrapping with
you
security.
Said you're not going to fight with your 80-year-old man, and I said I can't promise anything.
Yeah, don't do that. No, but I think also there's a section of it we've lost, because of what the club is and the representative, we've lost a bit of the mojo, and it's like, it's a blessing. What else would we be doing? As Shane said, he'd be shopping today. What else? I'd be miserable trying to get a poltergeist stream going. I cannot get the stream. Jealous, like Newcastle, because I can behest, like the day today it'll be 0-0, but if I hadn't have come it would be 5-0, and you'd be going, what a fucking performance.
Well, it would have been, because you wouldn't have been here, and all the best moments that have happened this season is when you've not been here. It's that simple. But at least we've got Arsenal coming up, and that's the main thing.
Yeah,
which will be a nice day
for the drink, you know,
for the drink. Yeah, well, I'm not bothered about football.
I thought you were actually getting giddy.
I'm looking for a little trip to London. That'd be cracking, that.
Sky already hopefully selling a top 4. Have you seen it, their advert? Like every team involved, it's just like
you don't need to worry about that, because by the time we play them it won't be mathematically possible for us to get top 4 at this rate.
What do we want on a single? It's isolationist, isn't it? Not on the bigger picture. Bigger picture's fucked.
Are you bothered about top 4?
I think it will be better for us. Not the Thursday nights, but almost like, unfortunately, under this horrible cancer, they do more when we're out of the top 4 than when we do it. So, and the top 4 would probably keep players that shouldn't be here, and make him 5th would make. And I'm not digging Ronaldo, but I'm saying, let's move on. Let's try something.
Yeah.
Let's go to what. Can you imagine? There's 2 universes. That interview with Ten Hag, where there's a football man and him, and they're discussing this project. And there's the reality where he's looking at him going, fuck me, do I join this shambles? You know. Well, Mike Phelan just leading it at the back of the wall, not saying anything.
Oh, God. You can take the job, but the condition is you've got to keep my feeling.
I'm not picking on you, but it's like, that's systematically embarrassing, that feeling is against that wall every game.
You've got to keep feeling on him, and you've got to use Fletcher as a ball boy. That's the stipulation if you're taking the job,
Eric. But again, like, why are we... Is it default motion that we're so miserable at the moment? I'm not miserable. Well, I'm miserable that I planted all my seeds and it's fucking cold. And at 6 o'clock this morning, it was fucking cold. And my missus went, why have you set the alarm for 6 for a 5:30 evening kickoff? A fancy
it's
train.
A good question, really, to be fair.
Because there was no
what I'd like the answer to.
But away from it,
or am I just that age where I'm a miserable old toss in it? I've become all the... Look at those lot fucking moaning in the corner.
This is. You should go and sit with the 80-year-old man today. That's what you should do.
He's my brother.
We should swap seats and you should go and experience that. Oh, God.
He's take the piss out of don't get up for moments of extreme excitement. The United, that's the way they did it in the 90s. You're only allowed to get up for moments of extreme excitement. If they watched this season, oh, Jesus Christ.
That sounds dangerous.
We wouldn't have moved. It would be rigor mortis.
You clearly never watched the last three years of Anthony Martial.
Right, anything have we got? Go on.
Well, I said to you before,
because you've gone through, you've had a bit of real life shit, which is horrible.
Which is always a joy. This is one thing where you try and look forward to football, don't you, obviously, even if there's nothing to go for. But this game today, and you said the same thing before, I had to remind myself, me too, that we were playing Leicester today. I was just kind of like, oh yeah, oh, I'm Old Trafford this evening. Yeah, all right. It wasn't like a, oh, get in, here we go. Can't wait to get there. It was just
an inconvenience. This season has unravelled for Leeds. That absolute, I think I did a little recording
but
on
it. But even by Newcastle, even a month later by Newcastle, it was still very much there. Because don't forget that we'd had Wolves away in that period of time. And, so, you know, even by the time that we came here against Newcastle and the disparity that had changed within about four, five, 6 weeks after that.
When did it go to shit?
Pretty much after the Newcastle game, I think.
Oh, God. What's the answer?
That's the joy. But it is one of those where you just...
No, Stu's in front selling UWS.
Which?
Just the lad selling UWS right here.
Thanks. But yeah, that's the thing, so nonplussed today. I'm just hoping that we can try and turn it in, but if there's fans that aren't up for it, then how can the players be? Maybe they're an army.
But I just want a complete individual, just want to have fun today. I see a big win. How you doing, mate? You alright?
Are we alright?
Do you want to speak on the podcast?
Sorry? What do you want me to say? Anything?
How are you feeling? How are you feeling about United? Are you excited for today?
I'm always excited when I'm watching United, but
how long have you been going? If you don't mind
my first game was 1946 at Main Road when my dad was demobbed. From, you know, and he took me to Main Road because United played there after the war.
We've just been talking about that, funnily enough.
Yeah. And then from then on, I became a Red. And in the 56-57 season, United played 42 league games. They played 6 FA Cup games and 8 European games. And I only missed 5.
Really? And there was no subs?
No, there were no subs.
That's the joy, isn't it?
I missed the Portsmouth game away because it was right near Christmas. And I missed all the away games in Europe because I couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
But I've seen all the cup ties. But that side, Wood Folksburn, Coleman Jones Edwards, Berry Whelan, Taylor Violet and Peck.
And who's
absolutely
your favourite?
Absolutely, man. Tommy Taylor.
Tommy Taylor.
Yeah. Everybody's favourite was Duncan Edwards.
Yeah.
But Duncan was a class of one of his own. Yeah. So,
why Tommy then?
Because he was a brilliant centre forward.
Everything that I understand from him is he had both feet and couldn't half head a ball.
His asset was his head.
Yeah.
I always remember being at Huddersfield and United got a corner and Taylor ran over to Berry, said something, and Taylor stood outside the penalty area and the ball came across. He went running and he leapt in the air. He must have jumped 6 foot in the air and scored.
Put Ronaldo to shame then, wouldn't he, now with his jumping Cavani and things.
We talk about,
but he's still struggling this side though now because they don't put the ball in the box as it is, so how could he use his head?
But the reckon statistics was in the 50s United scored every 13th corner. We didn't score for a corner for 18 months.
But what do you make of two things? It's obviously in your blood, so that's not the question of why you still do it, but what do you make of everything the modern United is compared to the beauty of what you've just described?
There's too much money in the game for a kick-off, that spoils it, and people are not there, there aren't soldiers not in football.
Yeah.
I mean,
you've got a book out.
Yes. So yeah, it's called Digger's Journey. It starts off, I was going to do my whole life story, but it's got that thick. And there was a chap called Tom Clare, I don't know if you know Tom, he's wrote several books on United, and he more or less helped me do it, you know, and we got to, it's now 580 pages, so we have to stop at 1968, and then we're going to go, if this sells well, we're going to go book
and two.
It's on Amazon, yeah.
And last question, your favourite ever done?
Bilbao. 1956, 57. Yeah. We had to win by three clear goals to get through. No. And everybody, Tommy Taylor, that was Tommy's best ever, ever game. You know. And he played it at Main Road. And the house was, it was full house. And they reckoned that when they scored the third goal, you could hear them at Albion Albert Square. You could hear the cheering in Albert Square.
Bottle you up and share it around the ground, and then all my worries feel
I feel
like,
so much better about
yeah,
today.
Like, you've made
like
me feel good. Sorry, and your name?
Derek Gardner.
Do you want to say your book again?
Digger's Journey.
Yeah.
You get it from Amazon.
Okay.
But my wife died 5 years ago, and since then, I had to look after her because she had dementia. But my children looked after her when I went to the home game. Couldn't go to any away game, so I've seen all the home games. And then since my wife passed away, I've applied for every league game away. You don't get so many. I had the first seven. I've not had one since. Yeah. But I've been to all the last nine games in Europe. And I go with a lad called Matt Battle. And you know Matt?
Yeah.
And he looks after me. He's a long loss.
No, I saw the photos.
Yeah, he's a brilliant lad.
I can't thank you enough for what United is all about.
Yeah. The trouble is I've not got a long left.
No,
I can only say 10 years, 12 years.
Well, give me 20.
Yeah. I hope so,
When do you reckon we're seeing this lot win the league again?
God knows. It might not be in my lifetime, I don't know.
No, don't.
You know, they've got to do something, haven't they? But we had the bad team in the beginning of the 60s, we nearly went down, and then we won the cup. And in the 70s, we went down, and that was the best thing that happened to us. Because. Doherty got us back up that season in the second division. They took it by spell. You know, they broke every record of normal attendances for the club to have played them.
That's full place.
And it was brilliant. Anyway, nice week.
And you as well.
Take care. Cheers,
so
mate.
Bye
bye.
Don't
forget Digger's Journey.
Yeah. We've read it three times now. We're ready for it.
Brilliant.
Is
that
right?
Yeah, I'll be gone in a
minute.
So,
just staying
there.
3, 4, 5, 6. Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
Hi, you're
is
right.
As bad as it's ever been? Or is it just us,
Bob?
We're on the podcast.
I don't do it. I'll have a look at it. I'll have a look at it when I get back. But,
what?
Do what?
You just have to talk into the phone. It's that simple. We're already recording.
He's asked me, Tony said, Steve, will you do a thing? I said, Tony, I've not done any of it, you know, I'm not that good at it. But I just think that we've had the money, Bob, haven't we? We've had loads of money. Loads of money.
It's all mismanaged.
Mismanaged, isn't it? Totally fucking mismanaged. And there's the fun's gone out of it, isn't it? I'm still here. Every day.
But why?
Because I love the club, I love it. Then that's what I was born with. What I was born. I don't know what younger people now. What I was brought into, you know, the violence, the aggression, all of it, that's not even the fun, the flair, the attacking. We'd go to places, I remember climbing into Orient, you know, 2-0, but that was all there, you know, the flair, Man United were coming to town. We didn't even get mentioned in the FA Cup. When they said, watch out for number 22, Man United, we don't even get mentioned, Barney, now. We're not even... Oh, get me off it. I'm still here, though, I'm on good time.
Buying loyalty in it. Final point is, I was going to shout out just quickly for you. Was what are your thoughts on Harry Maguire after being booed by England?
No, we said.
So what do you think the reaction is?
No, it should be jeer, and then whether he does it or doesn't, not. We can't affect how he's going to perform, and we all know he's had an absolute nightmare. But don't, and then like even. You know, we were better than that, and I hated even seeing it. Like Milne and Colin Gibson, when they used to get a grief off the United Red, it does serve no purpose. And the thing goes back to the Terry Gibson, and it may sound peculiar, a fanzine that takes a piss, but if they do read it, I can remember Steve Bruce in an interview that says, well, we do have a laugh about it because we take the piss out of each other when they're shit. But it comes back to Terry Gibson saying, do you think I enjoy being shit at this club?
He didn't enjoy it, did he, though? He said that.
So they don't, you know, they know. So whether Maguire's good enough, but yeah, I dare say, I didn't like, he wasn't, but we love a scapegoat. Football fans love a scapegoat. I hate, it's a double-edged sword, because I hate it when they say football fans are fickle, because we're not. And the most loyal, we do more than most people anyone does in society.
Yeah.
The balminess of getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning. But equally, don't, you know, anyway.
anyway.
Keep the faith. Let's hope today surprises us, yeah?
Yeah. We'll have a 10-minute catch-up after.
Yeah, cheers, Nick.
I'm off for 2-1 your name.
I'm going 5-0. Is that recording?
Yeah.
So we've just had two dads with their lads in the last 5 minutes for their first game. So shut up, Barney. Shut up, all of us. Shut up being miserable. It's the buzz they've got. That's what it's all about.
So part 4, I think, of this shamble podcast of watching United stumble over the line against Leicester.
That really suggests that we've won. We've stumbled across the line.
With a draw.
Yeah.
With a draw. Which felt like a win, considering it nearly got taken away from us at one stage.
It didn't feel like a win. It did not feel like a win.
I'm sick of watching that game. I think I've watched that game for however many home games, more or less, I feel like we've had this season. It's just same old, same old. First half of the over-reliance on Bruno Fernandes, of trying to give him the ball over and over again, and trying to wait for him to do something with it. You've got Sancho, who didn't take anyone on today, I think, off memory, which is baffling. Luke Shaw had 2 or 3 opportunities in the first half to try and take people on. He didn't do it. Dalot never takes anybody on. There's no width in the team. It's boring, it's predictable, it's slow. We take too many touches. We still can't beat the first man from a corner. But apart from that, we're great. I'll let you rant on for a minute, because you're more angry than I am.
I'm not angry. I'm just...
You did storm off, though, which I can't wait to explain that story, which was great.
I stormed off because why am I wasting my life watching that shit? I could have left 10 minutes earlier and gone home and been home already, sound? It's shit. Why, you know, we all get excited about coming back and watching us after 2 years or whatever, a year of not being able to go. I mean, that's over now. I'm bored. It's shit.
I love it. Cause
why are we going? They don't give a shit. So why do we give a shit?
And I get that argument, but it is funny, because Barney said at the start of the year, and he was like, you know, all those times where we took it for granted, where we were doing these 3-hour cells and freezing rain and stuff, and you know, this is it, we've missed it, I'm never going to moan about it again, I'm going to be so grateful when we get to go back. Well, if they're shit, then we're not going. But it's true, no, I know, but it's funny. But the thing, the depressing thought of it is, though, is that that was only August. And I mean, even into September, we still had that buzz, as I said to Barney before the game, is that we still had Wolves in August. We still had Newcastle at the start
of September. Like I said before, it's like, there's nothing to play for. Like I say, we've now got 8 games left. Nothing to play for.
Oh, yeah, it's rubbish.
What's the point?
I mean, the top four's not...
We've got a quarter of the season left, and there's nothing to play for. There's no point.
Yeah.
They might as well not even happen, because nothing's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. It is really. And it's two teams, pretty much, really, league-wise, anyway, because I think, are they still in Europe in whatever competition they're in? But league-wise, I mean, it's over for two teams today that really looked like they were on a beach. You know, it was played at a pretty chilled-out pace. There was no real urgency to the game. It's hard to tell if Leicester are just coming down to our level, but teams know they can come to Old Trafford and play like that, and they're going to get at least a point, if not nick it, which, to be fair to Leicester, they nearly did. I need to see that Varane foul, quote unquote, again, because
it didn't
look like it was a foul, so Lord knows what the TV will show, but I think we've got away with that, really, there, to be honest. And to be fair to them, if they could score and had a real striker up front, and I know Kelechi scored, but in the first half, if they got a real goal scorer, they'd be 3-0 up after the first 20-25 minutes, because they had some chances. It was crosses early into the box as well, and we can't deal with it.
I think it's
the same thing as the Atletico goal.
We missed. Like, I know that I've questioned Ronaldo, but we've missed today not having anyone up front.
We need a target man,
because there was nothing.
I think there is that argument, hasn't there, for a while, whereas are we better or are we worse with Ronaldo in the team? And today would be an example of how we really need him, because you can't sit there and play Pogba and Bruno as sort of like this false nine or whatever. It's not going to work, because they're the same type of player or whatever it is. But neither of them have got that natural ability to be in the box. And it just didn't work in the first half, and we didn't create anything. We didn't have nothing clear cut where you thought, oh, we could have scored here.
Well, we did. Bruno had a really good chance and he just kicked it straight to the keeper.
Oh, yeah, it was a terrible, terrible effort. That's how forgettable it was. People are going to talk, that game will come up in conversation somehow in a few years' time. I don't remember that game. Oh, didn't Fred score? Oh, did it?
I don't remember most games.
Because they're not entertaining, though. That's one that's just going to be a footnote in United's history, if that. You know, it's shite. But, and you look into the second half, and you saw, and let's be honest, Bruno shit out of that challenge for their goal. And the halfway line, he jumped over him. I'm thinking, who wants this more? They wanted it more. And it came straight back out. Nice early ball into the box. Fran and Maguire were caught well off guard from it. You can maybe argue, maybe, I don't know, De Gea does better when he gets to it, whatever. But it's the same story again as well, is that we can't defend balls into the box. Mm-hmm. And a lot of teams can't. It's not just us that we suffer from it. And that's why it makes me wonder. I don't understand why more teams don't cross the ball against us, but why we don't cross the ball more. But we have no natural width. And until we sign a natural right-sided player, which I thought Sancho was going to partly do for us, then we're going to keep going around in circles about it, which is shite.
Like, the substitutions today, like, bringing Matic on is, like, again, you can question what impact Pogba makes. That's an uninspiring substitution to bring Matic on. I think, I love Rashford, but, again, nothing. Like, there was no point in him being on the pitch when he came on.
And he is out of position, though, because he does play left wing. You know, people say that he's supposed to be this striker or whatever. We know what Rashford's strengths are, which is cutting in from the left and trying to shoot, which unfortunately we've got three or four players in the squad that all want to do the same thing, you know, and that's, well, five at the start of the season, because we had Dan James who wanted to do that before we shipped him out for Ronaldo. And this is the thing, though, it's just, it's petering out, and it's not even like we could even have a moment today where you thought, I did not celebrate that for an equaliser at all. I didn't even flinch. Yeah. Because it's like, well, what's it about? Yeah. Even if we've gone on and won the game, even if you're going to get top four, A, that's still not good enough. And B, why are we celebrating that fact? Yeah. It's like, you can't celebrate mediocrity and become Arsenal and all they're better than us at the moment or whatever. But still, but that's the point, is that we're just sitting around and we're waiting for the end of the season in the middle of March, on the 12th of March it was, after Atletico. And we've had a 2-week break. You're thinking, a lot of the players are going to come back fresh. A lot of the players have looked better while they've gone away. I mean, Bruno looked fantastic that game I watched for Portugal, where he scored 2 goals. And you see other players doing the same thing for the country. And you come back to United and you just think, what is going on here? And it's crap. It's crap.
They're not arsed.
Well, no, they're not arsed. But this is the problem. You've got nothing to play for and they're already on a beach. Mm-hmm. And I just think the whole motivation of it all just... it's just been zapped out of me. And I was so nonplussed before the game, and I said that to Barnett. I'm just not interested in this match at all. I just thought, oh, I'm at Old Trafford later, and that's how I feel about already. And it's, I'm relieved. I'm not there for Norwich, luckily. I'm booked to go away over the Easter break, but I'd be sat there right now thinking, fucking hell, God, I'm really glad, I really don't want to be going to Norwich at all. That's going to be fucking, and I'm just relieved that I'm not going, that I'm not there now till Brentford. And is that the last home game of the season, is it, or what? Or,
sure.
I haven't got a fucking clue, because I've got no interest in the fixtures.
No.
It's shite. My highlight of today was definitely the fact of when that second goal went in and Nathan went, right, I'm going home, and stormed off, which was brilliant, only for it to be ruled out by VAR for him to magically turn up next to me about 2 minutes later and go, I was just having a wee. Of course you were.
Well, I did have a wee. No, but it's true, though. It's like, what... it's just...
Are there any positives, though? We always say we always try and find a positive. And we are guilty of being negative. I thought Fred played quite well at times today.
Yeah, I said that to Barney in the first half. I think he's one of our better players at the moment.
Yeah, fair play to Ralphie for getting a bit of a tune out of him, that he's taken the shackles off this holding midfielder that, what, Jose and Ole and probably Carrick as well to extent have all done for him. And if the shackles are off a little bit more for him, it's clearly working. So I think that's about it. We're quite in agreement to give Fred one of the matches, aren't we?
Best of a bad bunch.
Best of a bad bunch. But you know,
I said that, I said that to Barney in the first half. I thought generally he's one of our better players, which is, says something at the moment, doesn't it? But don't know. Oh well.
seems nice and flat, doesn't it? Which is pretty much sums up what that game was like. Pretty boring, pretty morose, and that is unfortunately what United are. I would like to add as a final point, Barney was making fun of me in the first half because I had a rant about free kicks. Is it me or are they just taking a ridiculous amount of time to take a free kick now? Now, I've got a theory that, I mean, that free kick that we won in the first half, Shaw and Bruno stood over it for 3 minutes before they took that free kick. 3 minutes before done. And it was only a niggly foul. The player got up after about 30 seconds. Took 3 minutes for it to be kicked. Mm-hmm. That's shite. I'm paying for that. I'm fuming. That cost me a quid. That cost me a quid to sit there for those 3 minutes and watch those two dither and then not be able to beat the first man from it. It's ridiculous. Why do they take so long?
I don't know.
I know why they take so long. This is my theory. Because our team is shit. They're so bereft of confidence, they don't want to play football. Because if they had any urgency about them, there is no way that City or Liverpool would stand over a ball for that long and wait and dither about taking a free kick.
Yeah.
They just fucking do it because they're ruthless.
Yeah.
Could you imagine something like Fergie tolerating people standing over a ball, tolerating Beckham standing over a ball, thinking, what are you doing? Why are you fucking waiting 3 minutes to take a free kick? Get the ball down and get it in early. You play into the opposition every single week. It's too slow. It winds me up. Was there anything else? Do we have something else?
Not that I can think of, really.
We discovered what Barney's Tinder bio would be today. Love Dan James, hate 5:30 kickoffs. As the trains have fucked him up again today. And I think, really, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that'll do.
Well, we're back in Charlton, so we'll leave it there. Glory, goodbye. Glory, Man United.